Okay, now I'm joined on the telephone by Dr. Suzanne Timmons, a geriatrician who is the clinical lead for the National Dementia Office. You're very welcome, Dr. Timmons, and thank you for joining us on Dunear 90.3 FM.
Good morning, Michael.
Okay, Dr. Timmons, can you give our listeners an outline of dementia as a disease and its effects on a person?
Well, so dementia is not just one disease. It's actually up to hundreds of different things can cause dementia. But typically, as we think of it, it's a person who has problem with memory, maybe forgetting a conversation they've already heard, forgetting an appointment,
right.
Maybe some issues with words, language, with planning out things, sequencing things that are complicated, like having to plan a dinner or plan going shopping and things like that. So it's affecting a person's memory and the way their brain works.
Okay. And are there different types of dementia?
There are. So I think most of us think of Alzheimer's dementia, which is the most common cause of dementia. It accounts for maybe a half to 60% of causes.
Right.
But that's not the only type. Vascular dementia, which is due to poor blood supply in the brain, and we know that would cause things like stroke, but it also causes dementia, is another very common cause. So in all, there's hundreds of causes, and Alzheimer's is just one of those causes.
Okay. Now, who contracts dementia, and is it a natural process of getting old?
So I think a lot of people assume this, that it's part of getting aging, it's part of aging and it's part of getting old, but that's not true. It is a disease, and a lot of people live into their 90s and 100 without getting dementia, but equally the main risk factor is getting older. So that's why people are much more likely to have dementia at 80 or 90 than at 40 or 50. But we must remember 1 in 10 people with dementia are actually diagnosed before the age of 65. So it does happen more often with ageing, but the two don't always go hand in hand.
Right, okay. So are males and females equally affected?
Well, interestingly, males and females are equally at risk, but because women tend to live longer, then more women tend to have dementia. So we know there are certainly more women with dementia, but that's a good thing for women. It means
yes.
They've survived longer.
Right. And are there many sufferers in Ireland?
So currently there's about 55,000 people we think with dementia in Ireland, but because the population's ageing, and that's a great, you know, that's a good news story. People are living longer, which is fantastic news, but that means more people are then at risk of dementia. So we know in about 20 years' time, there'll be twice as many people with dementia, so well
right.
over 100,000.
Okay. And is the condition treatable?
So it's not curable. There is currently no cure for dementia, but that's not to say there's not a lot we can do for people. We have medications that can help people's memory, sometimes improving it, but hopefully at least stopping it getting worse too quickly. But there's also a huge amount of intervention and support we can give a person. If you are having memory trouble, there's ways to get around that. And that's our whole focus, is keeping the person active and keeping them doing what they want to do by teaching tricks and ways to support yourself, and the same, a lot of support for families. So while there isn't a cure, there's still a lot we can offer people.
Okay. Now, if a family member contracts dementia and wants to keep that person at home and look after them themselves, is it difficult for a family member to care for a sufferer?
Of course it is. I mean, it's difficult for a family member when a person is diagnosed with dementia, first of all, because, you know, that's a shock, and it's a shock to hear it. And people have a lot of concerns. Will I be able to continue to care for someone at home? What if? What if? And that's really where support is really important, that people know there's someone they can ring, there's an advice line, they can talk to their own GP, they can talk to their public health nurse, and in a little while we'll be talking about the new website, and that people know that they will be supported to continue to care for someone at home as long as they feel able. But equally, if a point comes and someone just isn't able to care for a person at home any longer, that's okay too.
Okay, but is there any option for or assistance with respite for somebody who is a carer and is kind of under stress?
Absolutely. So this is something that a person should talk to their own public health nurse or their own local dementia advisor through the Alzheimer's Society. There's a lot of different forms of respite. It can be that the person with dementia goes into a nursing home, for example, for a week
right.
or 2 weeks, so a carer can leave the country and go on a holiday. But sometimes it can be respite in a local day centre, or sometimes a sitting service where someone will come to a person's house and ideally do something with the person with dementia that they really enjoy doing. So not just sitting around, but
right.
doing something together and becoming a friend for that person.
Got it. Okay, got it. So can you tell us about the recently launched campaign by the Health Minister, Simon Harris? I think it's called Dementia, Understand Together.
Absolutely. So this is a fantastic new campaign which has really is aiming to try to raise awareness of dementia. We feel that up to now people don't want to talk about dementia. There's a lot of lack of knowledge, and this is to get us all talking about dementia, to realise dementia isn't something that happens to someone else. It can happen any one of us, or it can happen a loved one of ours, and it's to get us talking and get people finding out more about dementia so they're not afraid of it, that they say, I understand this, and I know if a friend of mine developed dementia, if a husband or wife of mine developed dementia, I'd know what to do and I wouldn't be frightened.
Yes, okay. And what are the main objectives of the campaign?
So first of all, there's a radio and TV campaign which is just showing ordinary people develop dementia and they're still themselves. They didn't change, they're the same person as ever. So we have right. Maureen and Paddy who really kindly have shared those stories. Then another big part of the campaign is the website, so it's understandtogether.ie, a one-stop shop for anyone who's worried about their memory and has recently been diagnosed, where there's a local, what we call a service finder, so you can click down on your own county and you can find out what's available. There's information, there's booklets. It's a real one-stop shop for anyone who's worried about their memory or diagnosed with dementia.
Okay, and do you feel that there's a stigma around this illness in the public perception?
So I think there has been. I think sometimes people have been embarrassed to say that they have dementia, to let people know. And we know it similarly that in a big big survey that was done with adults, they felt that half of people would be nervous to continue to be the friend of a person with dementia. So there is a stigma, and that's what this campaign is all about, breaking down that stigma. You wouldn't be afraid or embarrassed to tell a friend you had cancer or you had heart disease. Why would you be embarrassed about dementia? It's
absolutely
an illness.
Yes, okay. So is there any particular point, Dr. Timmins, that we've not covered that you'd like to highlight yourself?
I suppose it's to say to anyone who's worried about their memory, you know, go and talk to your GP, talk to your public health nurse, talk to somebody from the Alzheimer's Society. There is a lot that can be done, and don't try to kind of hide it. Go and get help and get support.
Okay.
You can live very well with dementia. There's no reason not to be afraid to go and to get the diagnosis.
Right, okay. Okay, could you give our listeners just the contact details for Dementia Understanding Together again? I know it's a nice simple one.
Yes, it is, yeah. So it's understandtogether.ie. www.understandtogether.ie. And equally, if someone prefers not to go online, the Alzheimer's Society have a helpline telephone call that people can ring, or they can contact their local Alzheimer's Society.
Super, okay. Well, look, thank you very much, Dr. Timmins, for joining us on Lifeline, and we wish you great success with this campaign. So, bye for now.
Bye, Michael, bye.
Thank you, Suzanne, bye. Okay, I was just joined on the telephone by Dr. Suzanne Timmins, a geriatrician, who is the clinical lead for the National Dementia Office and who was speaking about this disease and about the recently launched campaign by Minister Simon Harris called Dementia Understand Together. Now, also don't forget that all interviews are available on podcast at www.nearfm.ie/podcast.